like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All that ridicule you took, every bit of the ridicule you took after getting your butt beat, when you pound on their butt tonight, you think about that. You take every bit of your energy, every fiber in your bone, and you take it and you beat the piss out of them. I'm talking about beat the piss out of them. Let's go whip their ass. Let's go.
Hour from now, you can begin your nominations. Balls of Steel. So get those ready. Don't post them now, though. They'll get lost. Yeah, don't do it. Your time spent posting will be wasted if you go ahead and post them right now. Don't. Here is Julia down in Atlanta. 24/7 Sports has come out with, and I notice they don't say way too early. It's always befuddled me. Why do folks who post these predictions right after the season's over have to include, quote, way too early? What's the point there? And why would you do that when everybody else is doing it and it's redundant? I don't understand that. It's sophomoric at best. It's kind of like, oh, hey, guess what I'm going to do here? I'm going to do a countdown. Oh, nice original thought there. Appreciate you using your mental horsepower to come up with that one. Let's do a countdown somewhere. They've got, this is just random now, in the Fiesta Bowl, Notre Dame. Now, let me make sure I've got this right. Yeah, January 1, 2022. The Irish versus Coastal Carolina. That's right. Jamie Chadwell's team ain't going away, according to this prediction right here. And even though the Irish are losing Ian Book, four-fifths of their offensive line, a first-round draft pick at linebacker, and a bunch of defensive ends. They've got them in a big bowl here, the Fiesta Bowl. Not in the playoffs. So all you anti-Notre Dame folks, there's a bunch of you. I know. Don't worry. They've got you right here taken care of. They're not in the playoffs. In the Rose Bowl, they've got Southern Cal and Wisconsin. Of course, that's the Pac-12 and Big Ten. The Granddaddy Bowl, and the Peach Bowl. Now, again, these are New Year's Six type bowls, whatever. Peach Bowl, they've got LSU versus Miami. Coach O's got him in the Peach Bowl next year. In the Sugar Bowl, they've got Georgia versus Iowa State. So Kirby in year, what would that be for Kirby? Is that year 5 coming up? Somebody correct me if I've got that wrong. I think it's year 5. Anyways, they've got him in the Sugar Bowl versus a well-coached Matt Campbell team. Dogs versus, now dog fans listening right now won't like that because they need to be in the playoffs. I get that. Cotton Bowl, they've got, this is in the playoff. They've got Alabama versus Ohio State. That's 2 versus 3. They've got Alabama the 2 seed, Ohio State the 3 seed. be fun to watch. And that will be what? Bryce Young against, who's going to be the quarterback? Jack Miller? Is Jack Miller the guy right now you would project for them? And then in the Orange Bowl, they've got Clemson and Oklahoma. So that would be DJ Uiagalelei against Spencer Rattler. So Clemson enters the playoffs next year, according to this right here. This is 24/7 Sports. As the one seed with DJ versus Oklahoma back in the playoffs with Spencer Rattler, who right now was the favorite in the Heisman. If you wanted to go ahead early, I don't know if you can get a bet on that now or not. But according to odds, at least, that are out there, can you bet that already? In the national championship game, they've got another Clemson-Alabama matchup. Clemson the one seed, Alabama the two seed. And that would give, if Alabama won it now, that would give Nikki championship, Natty number eight. That'd be seven at Alabama, which would eclipse the Bear at Alabama now. He's already passed the Bear in total natties. But that would even beat the Bear at Alabama, which is insane. It's so crazy. It's so out there. It's so, can't believe it's happening. And then, I guess the writers, if all this comes to fruition, they're not, I don't think they picked they didn't pick the champion in the game here, I don't think. They're just doing the what-ifs. They got Clemson versus Alabama. And, of course, if Dabo won it, that'd be number three for him. And his haters would not go away. It'd still be there. Would be funny if Dabo, let's say Dabo won it, number three against Alabama. Nikki does not get number eight. And he comes to the podium in the postgame, and he's got a Bible with him. Oh, what would the Twitter would probably just implode. Starts quoting like a verse or something. Chapter, verse, stuff like, people would go nuclear. That'd be funny. Hey, Dabo, if you're listening, I know his right-hand man, Woody McCorvey's probably listening. Just tell Dabo to do that for me. I want to watch the results of that. See how that goes. So there's their prediction for next year. Got the Irish in the Fiesta against Jamie Chadwell, who is from Oak Ridge, Tennessee. The Fighting Irish. We don't even know who the Irish quarterback's going to be right now. No, we don't. Well, let me back. Yeah, it's probably Jack Cohn. Let me redo that sentence. We do know who it's going to be. It's Jack Cohn. Unless somebody like Drew Pine beats him out, Brendan Clark's coming off a knee. I don't even know if he'll be available. And then you've got Tyler Buckner, who's the most highly coveted of all of them. Tyler Buckner, as good as he is, with that funky throwing motion, is really, he's only played one legit year of high school football. He's that raw. And he's a borderline five. As a matter of fact, for a while he was a five-star, and then they pulled it. He's a four-star now. Yeah, it's so you talking about raw. I mean, that's the definition of raw with him. He's also incredibly gifted, but that's not the way Brian Kelly does things. All right. So last hour, and I enjoy Mondays. I enjoy the no guesting days a lot because the show goes wherever it's going to go. And I don't plan it out. I do not say, okay, this right here is where we'll do this, and then over here we're going to put this. I don't do that at all. I like to take the boat, row it out into the water, and let the stream take us where it's going to take us, right? I love that. So Johnny Vegas, last hour, said, Bill, for TB Tommy. TB Tommy, if you don't know, is Tom Herman. And TB stands for, what would you call a strip club? TB. Now, the B stands for bar. TB Tommy. The B stands for bar. The T stands for part of the anatomy that we don't probably need to be saying on the show. Wouldn't be right, right? TB Tommy. I could say T-bar Tommy. You could say that, right? Anyways, he says, Bill, for Tommy, known for his affinity for strip clubs in the past. I don't know if he does that anymore, but in the past, here are the top five strip clubs in Vegas. And he lists them, and I've already done that. Don't need to list them again. I've never been to Vegas. I couldn't vouch for any of this. Couldn't tell you. My next time to go to Vegas would be my first time to go to Vegas. And I don't have any plans to go. But everybody I know does go. Yeah, everybody else that I know loves Vegas. They go and they just, I can't believe it. It's just incredible. I don't have that desire in my heart. Karen says, Bill, take a look at this. And this relates to what Johnny Vegas was talking about. She says, Bill Saban kept a lid on all this, but there's no lid now. And here it is. Jeff Banks, who just got hired from Alabama to go to Texas with Sark, says the Longhorns just hired Jeff Banks, who left his wife and kids to be with a stripper named Pole Assassin, who has been on Jerry Springer and has a pet monkey who is part of her stripping act. I can't make this up. Yeah, Ken was talking about this late last week. I couldn't get to it. I was too busy. This guy is highly thought of. He's considered, and I know what you're all going to start giggling here, a really good recruiter. And I, when I say that, you're going to think, yeah, well, okay, Bill. No, no, no. I mean, this guy is a good football player recruiter. You can insert whatever joke you want to insert. That's fine. But that's not where I was going here. So he's now with, and she tweets. She tweeted last week, I guess, her tweet, and I'm just paraphrasing last week. Loved Tuscaloosa. Enjoyed my time here. This is the Pole Assassin now. It's what she calls herself. If you go on Twitter, and you can go to her Twitter. Actually, now it goes by the name of Banks Life. Take that back. But her name, her stage name is Pole Assassin. Okay? And her tweet last week was something along the lines of, love Tuscaloosa, had a blast here, on to Texas. Let's go hook 'em. That was her tweet. So that's Jeff Banks. Now, Karen says, Bill, if you don't ask Catch about this when he's on next week, I'm going to give you a no balls of steel. Well, Catch isn't on every week. He's not a weekly guest. Catch is on every, I mean, we don't time it, but every probably month. Look, I can promise you, Texas fans, if this guy can go get players, Texas fans don't give a rip. Nobody else does either. It's a funny story. No, I'm with you there. It's a funny story. You think that this guy is the only guy who was a coach or an assistant on some staff that's well-known, that's not up to some shenanigans? Probably not. Yeah, probably not. Karen goes on to say, Bill, and we need to break here shortly, five-star Wanye Morris. Yeah, Wanye Morris started most of his 2 years, freshman and sophomore year at Tennessee, at left tackle, which is a tough position. Unless you're covered up with a tight end, you're on an island. You're typically going to get the other team's best defensive end and or pass rusher. If it's a typical right-handed quarterback, obviously there's exceptions to everything, but and he's a very athletic tackle. He's a pro someday. This guy plays on Sundays. Anyways, he threw his name, more Tennessee news, and this is not new, a few weeks back, threw his name in the He Gone Gateway, Wandae Morris, five-star recruit, could have gone anywhere. And he is now in the He Gone Gateway, and Karen says he will decide maybe as early as today between the Aggies and the Sooners. That's a big name right there. I would, if I'm either one, that would be a huge get, whichever one gets him. Aggies, Jimbo, or Lincoln Riley. That'd be a big get. That is a, he's had growing pains, but that happens with everybody. But he is a really good prospect. I mean, he is a, you're working with a future Sunday guy, Wandae Morris. And offensive line was supposed to be a strength for the Vols this year, and obviously as you watch that offense, there was no strength. Well, Eric Gray was, yeah, the running back at Tennessee, Eric Gray is a big-time player. He had a pretty good year. He had no help. His running back mate, Ty Chandler, also threw his name in the transfer portal, and he's already selected North Carolina. But the offensive line was not a strength for them. But this kid right here, anybody would want him in the transfer portal. I didn't know today was the day, perhaps, for him. But she says it's either the Aggies or Boomer Sooner. We'll take the break. Coming right back. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
What if I told you a small-time coach rose through the ranks to build an empire in Oxford? What if I told you God had his heart, but the devil had his phone? ESPC 30 for 30 presents When Hugh Freezes Over.
Good morning. Traffic volume is still a little bit lighter than it normally would be for this time of the morning. A lot of folks off today. We've only seen a couple of wrecks out here in the last hour or so, like that one earlier, 24 East at Whites Creek Pike. It's over to the side. They're about to wrap that up, actually. Traffic looks good through Kingston Springs on I-40 coming in from Dixon County. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich, now available at Princess Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
We welcome you now to Skateboard Vert. On the deck, it's the extreme one, Tristan Jaden, dropping in, and whoa, no way!
Did he just frontside backside that?
He did, Brooks. He hit the front of that Extreme Cash instant game, flipped it, scratched the back, and this crowd is loving it.
We've seen extreme tricks before, Ryder, but I don't know how you top this. I really don't.
Take your fun to the extreme with Extreme Cash Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery.
Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
3, 2, 1, Happy New Game!
Now you can enjoy the new year with more games, more chances to win, and even more fun from the Tennessee Lottery. And you can play any way you like. Play quick and win big with instant games. Or try drawing-style games that pack a big money punch. So don't drop the ball. Make a resolution to put a little more cash and a whole lot of fun in your pocket today with the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
He knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
We know who we are. Thunderdog man, look in the mirror and knows exactly who he is. He is a tough man, he is smart, and he wears world glasses, and he can beat you up with an encyclopedia.
I wasn't thinking about this, but that drop that Crazy Charlie just played, about that Slava doing the Vanderbilt man thing, which is brilliant. The AD for Vanderbilt tweeted a picture over the weekend, and it was one of those, you know how everybody's doing how it was and then how it is now and whatever that is on Twitter. It's a picture of the Vanderbilt locker room, football locker room, and it shows a picture of how it's been and then what it's like now, and it shows it all demolitioned. Apparently, they are doing some work. Apparently, Vanderbilt actually is doing some work to beautify and update facilities. Apparently, that is a thing. That's not something Vanderbilt typically does. Now, I don't know what that means. I'm not going to throw a big parade about this because, as we know, Vanderbilt historically don't give a rip. They say they do, but their actions, which speak much louder than words, indicate they never have. But in this case, and Clay was showing the picture too, I think, Clay Phillips. But apparently they are doing work, construction on the football locker room to make it look like they've joined the 1990s, maybe, over at Vanderbilt. They're not really out of the 70s and 80s. Maybe this will get them into the 90s, though. I will see. But I saw that. Duly acknowledged on the show. Wolverine Dan, what's happening, sir?
Oh, my man, Bill, what's up, brother? What a weekend. Well, first off, let's start off with Nanish again. Wolverines losing to Minnesota. You know, Bill, this is going to be a tough road for anybody in the Big Ten. I'm not sure what you think of this statement, but I think the Big Ten is probably the best conference in basketball.
Looks like it. Now, I've not spent a lot of time on it. I just noticed on Twitter Michigan fans complaining. Of course, they've had a good year to date. They just lost to baby Ricky P.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? It's still a long season, and there might be another loss or two. Who knows? I think a lot of teams in the Big Ten are going to get their share of losses. But the other thing I want to touch about my Michigan Wolverines is what's up with we hired a defensive coordinator. Did he sing with the Doobie Brothers?
You're talking about Mike McDonald?
We hired a singer?
I think it's the same guy. Yeah, I think that's exactly the same guy. He was on the other Harbaugh John's staff in Baltimore as the linebacker coach, if I recall, and he's coming as the D coordinator. So, yeah. Brother handed brother a coordinator, even though that's not what his job was, but he's going to be the coordinator there at A-Squared, Ann Arbor.
You know, there's not many sunny days in the wintertime in Michigan, but I think what might have happened, a nice bright sunny day after a nice snowfall. It's really beautiful, dusty crystals on the snow. It looks really pretty. And then he's playing on some Doobie Brothers, and all of a sudden Michael McDonald comes out. He goes, wait a minute, there's the answer. I need Michael McDonald. So I thought maybe he hired a singer. I was just like, oh, my God.
Well, if they have a press conference, which I don't know they will, but maybe one on Zoom, I guess. Somebody can ask him to sing, see if he can do it.
Yeah, well, there you go. Okay. And in my closing, I know we don't talk about it because it's a league that you don't like and a lot of people don't. But I have to just say the GOAT. My God, another one. This guy's going all the way, Bill. I really believe he's going to get it.
Talking about Tampa Bay and Brady. I watched more of those games than I probably have in 20 years. I had them on. It wasn't like a college football Saturday, no, but I had them on, and I enjoyed them. Yeah, I enjoyed the weekend.
And the sad thing, though, my closing, again, this is a legitimate closing. As far as the game itself, you feel bad because – one of the two is probably going to walk away. And I think that's what's going to happen.
We're talking about Drew Brees?
Yeah, it's very sad.
Sounds the way
you can tell,
the body language indicated there. I don't know if you've seen this, but on Twitter, there is footage. It's one of the coolest things you'll see of Brady and Brees after they're in street clothes. They're already out of their uniforms. Everybody's out. And it's them talking. They hug. And Brees' three kids are on the field. And I don't know who the field might be Brees' wife. Anyways, Brady, and they're standing close to one of the end zones, throws a pass to one of the kids in the end zone, one of the Brees kids. It's one of the coolest things you'll ever see. They're just hanging out like buddies.
And then from the blind side, Drew Brees' wife just – tackles Brady and knocks him out.
that part didn't happen, but it was. I'm telling you, you need to go to Twitter and just search Breeze Brady, and it'll come up. It's everywhere.
Breeze
it's
Brady
a very touching moment.
Twitter. All right, my man. Talk to you later, brother. It's good to hear you.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, I don't know how many of you saw it, but it is a very touching moment. It's after the game. They're in street clothes. They're just talking. They hug. And one of the kids, three boys are out there running around. I don't know if it's all three boys or what, but and Brady throws a pass to one of the Brees boys who's standing in the end zone, and one of the other kids is trying to guard him. And it's just a touching moment. It's just hanging out with the kids. And they're talking in it. Incredible story, Drew Brees. Texas kid, an Austin, Texas kid. And went to Purdue. The Texas schools didn't really want him. There are so many stories like that. And had a phenomenal career at Purdue. Phenomenal career in the NFL. And it sounds like that's it for him. Is that official? Again, that's not my world. I'm a college guy, and I don't really keep up much. But let me know what you hear. Thad says Bill Kirby is in year number six coming up. Yeah, coming up will be year number six for Kirby. So he's had a few years down there, and he's done. I saw a list. Tell you what, let me. Since we need to take the break, I'll pull that list up because I got to find it. It was a list with Kirby on. I'll just give you that hint. Oh, Quinn Ewers, number one quarterback, Texas, Austin, played in the state championship game over the weekend. And, of course, he's a Buckeye commit. He's a class of 22 now, not 21, 22. Anyways, we got to get into that, too. We're coming right back. Omni Nashville, Hotel.
Beating women and doing blow is what we do at Ohio.
Good morning. Traffic still holding up coming down through Mount Juliet right now on I-40 as we check it out live. It's actually lighter than it normally would be out here. A lot of folks are with the day off today. You can tell that traffic's just zooming right along down Ellington Parkway from the top down to the bottom. It still looks good through Hendersonville and Vietnam Vets. Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies will be hosting Sleep of the Sharks March 27th. All the details at ripleysaquariumofthesmokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hey, listen up, football fans. I got the perfect way to make the playoffs even more exciting this weekend. It's called Same Game Parlay Bets. They're available only at FanDuel Sportsbook. A Same Game Parlay Bet lets you combine multiple bets from a single game for an even bigger win during the first round of the playoffs. You can combine the money line, the over-under, and player props all in one parlay. And best of all, FanDuel let you place a Same Game Parlay Bet risk-free. All FanDuel customers, you can get up to $10 back on your bet if you don't win. Playoffs are the perfect time to get one. I love the ease of use, easy to register, easy to deposit, easy to find your bet, easy to get your money within 24 hours after you win. And download that FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up to get started. Be sure to use my promo code GregP to sign up.
What's that promo code again, Greg?
John B., it is GP GregP. GregP, yes it is.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Bokhara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Bokhara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Bokhara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you're sure to enjoy every minute of Bokhara Salon and Spa. This Valentine's Day, give her the gift of relaxation. Bokhara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Bokhara Salon and Spa. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue, downtown.
When you're Middle Tennessee's community bank, you have a greater responsibility than just offering a menu of smart financial services. You make it your mission to know your neighbors and meet their needs, and you invest in the people around you, from the new family to the small business. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we're proud to be the kind of institution that's always working to make our great community even greater. Thank you for supporting us in our efforts to serve, give, and grow. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Decreasing clouds, high 48. Increasing clouds tonight, low 35. Partly sunny tomorrow, high 51. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, low 29. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, but a chance of showers, low 38. Utilizing the resource of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
I'm the guy that holds the belt above my head.
That audio drop is from C-Bus Steve. It was a few years ago, and it sounds like there's a toilet flushing as he's saying whatever he's saying there, holding the belt. Says, I'm the guy that holds the belt. And then it sounds like in the background a toilet flushing.
I'm the guy that holds the belt above my head.
Isn't that what that is? That's the significance of that. That's why he gets all the pub here on the show. Okay. I teased the Kirby. Here's a Kirby stat. You know, a lot of people, there's actually three. But there's two more recent coaches who are on the most hated list, meaning fans of other schools just like to bash them. And they do it all the time, incessantly. Now, number one slot's Harbaugh. But that's not new. The other two aren't new either, but they're not as old as Harbaugh and his bashing, right? Harbaugh's bashing has been going on a long time, and it continues, and it will continue, I assume. But there's two that are newer, and that would be Kirby and also Mullen. Mullen's newer. Kirby'd be in the two slot. But here's the stat. for the anti-Kirby crowd out there. This is a Kirby stat that actually compliments him. This is from Peter Burns from the SEC Network. There have been 221 coaches in FBS since Kirby started at Georgia. So that means there's about, what, 130 FBS schools, football schools. And he says there have been 221 head coaches. So that means that 91 coaches have, you know, their firings, all that. So 221 since Kirby started at Georgia. He says, here's a list of coaches that have, during that period of time now, 50 wins, a conference championship, and played for a national title since then. So since Kirby started as head coach at Georgia, here's the list of coaches that have this on the resume. They've got at least 50 wins, a conference championship, and played for a natty. Saban, Dabo, Kirby. That's 3 out of 221. That's it. That's the list. Saban, Dabo, Kirby. 3 out of 221. Now, does Kirby do some things that are bewildering? Yeah. I mean, some things happen that I don't agree with. I get it. I mean, is his offense boring as watching two turtles race at times? Yes. Do I think he's as good as Nick Saban? No, I never thought that. But is he the guy that should get bashed incessantly like he does? It's probably somewhere in the middle there. Three coaches since Kirby started at Georgia. Started as the head coach, not as a ball player. Three coaches have at least 50 wins, a conference championship, and played for a natty. Now, the other two won natties, but Saban, Dabo, bowl cut, Kirby. Pretty good list there, right? I mean, wouldn't you want to be on that list right there? It's not bad. Now, does Kirby have a lot of advantages like players and stuff? Yeah, but you still got to go do it. Do the players just – does Kirby just lay in bed and the players knock on his door and say, hey, I'm a five-star. Is it okay if I come here to play? Sure, just sign those papers over there and get out of my way. I'm sleeping right now. You think that's what he's doing? I mean, you still have to go do it. Still have to make it happen. Allen in Tampa, Bill, has TB Tommy been to Sammy's? Maybe that's where the pole assassin came from. I would think if Tom Herman is the legend that we're told he is when it comes to going to strip clubs, then I would assume he's been to Sammy's. Sammy's is more of an Alabama, Florida thing, right? Kind of North Florida. Florida Panhandle kind of thing. Now, the place where Mike Price got busted and lost his job, the $10 million lap dance, that was Artie's Angels. Remember, that has come up on the show. That comes up about once every 2 years on the show. Typically, I forget the name of the place, but this time I didn't. Artie's Angels is where he got busted. And that was in Pensacola, if I recall. Yeah, he that $10 million contract went quick on Mike Price. Strip club, it gets out. You imagine, would you like to be in the athletic facilities of Alabama when that news starts hitting back then? This is before Nikki came in and saved everything. Nikki literally came in and saved the planet Earth in Alabama terms, right? Nikki didn't get there until 07. Imagine being in the facilities when that story starts leaking at Alabama. What do you think Mal Moore thought when he heard this? The late, great Mal Moore. Hey, Mal, I've got a story for you, and it ain't pretty. You need to be sitting down for this one. Wow. Mal was the AD then, wasn't he? Somebody correct me if I've got that. I'm pretty sure he was. Yeah, I assume, Allen in Tampa, that TB Tommy has probably been to Sammy's. Sammy's down there is like, in Alabama too, is like a franchise. It'd be like McDonald's, right? There's one every couple of hundred feet down through there. There is a Sammy's. I know you folks who live on the Emerald Coast can confirm. There's one, among others, right by, I mean literally by the Destin Bridge. If that's still, is that still there? I mean, I haven't, it's been, how many years has it been since I've been to the Emerald Coast? I think it's been about five, at least. And I certainly didn't get by the Sammy's. No, I wasn't. There's no plans to go. This was a family trip. But there's one right by the bridge. Clay, big Vandy fan, says the company that's doing the locker room at Vanderbilt is the same company that did the LSU new lockers. Wow. Which are pretty fancy. Karen says, Bill, Quinn Ewers and company lost in the state championship game to Klubnik and his team. Remember that name. Yeah, I didn't even realize, bad on my part, that they were playing those games this past weekend. I had people hit me up with them. Rod in Texas and some others were hitting me up. Bill, here's some footage. Take a look, Bill. You're talking about a high level of football. My gosh. Pop in the tape on those Texas games. Wow. Shannon in South Bend says, Bill, they could add the Capitulation Bowl to the bowl schedule every season where you take the two most underachieving teams in football. You think it could have been or would have been Michigan versus Rocky Top in 2020? Well, I don't know if Tennessee was – I mean, Tennessee was probably in 12-game terms, and this year was going to be a 10-game regular season for the SEC, all in league as we know. But in 12-game normal season, typical season – I just said the word, banned word on the show. But typical's not banned. Tennessee, we thought, was probably about an 8-4 team. They turned out to be 3-7. They won their first two, and then it just total capitulation. You're right. They beat Vanderbilt. Their only other win was Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt was not equipped to beat a local rec league team this year. They were devastated. Opt-outs, poor personnel. Coaching that knew this year was a disaster, a front office at Vanderbilt that probably wished they weren't even playing. That's the only other win Tennessee had. So it was not a good look. Karen, and we'll take the break, says, Bill, Harbaugh isn't really hated anymore. He's pitied. He took a pay cut to be a year-to-year rental at Michigan. He's now irrelevant. That's pretty accurate. I mean, when you look at Harbaugh, first of all, the word that comes to mind anytime I see him is awkward. He's just socially awkward. There was a coach at Vanderbilt just like that. Basketball. Jan Van Bredekhoff. Same thing. I like Jan, too. He later worked at one of the athletic, what would be the term, up here in the Cool Springs area, and was the head of basketball for a while. Some of my kids were in some of the teams they had. It was a pretty well-run group, actually. And Jan was, he headed that up. And then, like Jan always does, he just faded away and you never saw him again. But he was a heck of a player in the early 70s at Vandy. Won an SEC title. Played in the NBA. California kid, 6'8", heck of a player. But just socially, when he was the Vanderbilt coach, just very awkward. Harbaugh is even worse. And it makes it worse when you're not winning. Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. All right. One more break here, and we'll be right back. Hour three, yes, Balls of Steel. Just keep those handy. It's about time to unleash the Kraken on those Balls of Steel nominations. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Hey, I'm Coach O. I just love my Hummer. I believe the Hummer is the best vehicle on the road. Big, tough, aggressive, and it represents everything that we want at Ole Miss. I have my Hummer. You need a Hummer. Tell them about it, JoJo.
Mississippi, they are here. The new Rogers Dabbs H3 Hummers are here.
The folks at Rogers Dabbs Hummer are first-team players. Come see them.
Rogers Dabbs and Hummer like nothing else. New H3 starting at just $32,000.
Love it.
Good morning. Still looking pretty good out here right now. I-40 as you come down past the airport. It got a little bit slow earlier from that crash up there on 24 eastbound just past Whites Creek Pike coming in through that portion of Jolton. It's not as bad as it normally would have been if we'd been not a holiday. Traffic still looks good right now. 65 up through Williamson County. Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies will be hosting Sleep with the Sharks March 27th. All the details at ripleysaquariumofthesmokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
You know, with most of the college football season over and done with, my buddy James Warren, who I went to BGA with and now owns Sir Speedy of Music City, he turned out to be right. My picks this year stunk.
So, George, I've learned if I want to quit losing money, I quit listening to the Gifts for the People.
Thank you.
There's no better way to say that. But if you do want a sure bet, come to Sir Speedy Music City for your print, your sign, all your mailing services. You'll always win.
And so while you're not a big fan of Gifts to the People, you think there are some sure bets out there. So give people some particulars.
Without a doubt, you can get us at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com. Our phone is 615-832-9511 or print at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
And by the way, in spite of the lack of support, there will be Gifts to the People in the near future. Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed, this truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
In my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. World's largest indoor cocktail party, the Bill King Show.
that was the case, but you know, I slept on it, and about two, I made a call and said, you know, what Fred want to do.
Without this show, Fred Rouse would have no notoriety at all. Former five-star receiver everybody on the planet had to have. He's going to be better than Randy Moss. I don't really remember anybody saying that, but just let me embellish a little bit. So he comes on the show, this show, on signing day and explains, because he was holding out until that day, which is his prerogative, to make an announcement, and he finally settled on Florida State. And I think the most famous thing he did at Florida State was get arrested. That's about it. Johnny Five-Star not playing like Johnny Five-Star. That happens from time to time. This is interesting, kind of. Jimmy Johnson says he got a text from Urban Meyer just before it was made public that Ashtabula Jesus, the pontiff, Urban Meyer, was going to take the Jacksonville job. Here's the text. This is 24/7 Sports Link. Quote, gonna take one last swing. Johnson said that was the text message from Urban Meyer just prior to the announcement. Quote, gonna take just one last swing. He says, Jimmy Johnson says, losing's going to be difficult for Urban. He knows that. But he's got a better team with more draft picks than I had when I got to Dallas. And he's not going to have to live through a 1-15. Through the draft, through free agency, and with the cap money they have, I think he can turn it around fast. But he goes into this with his eyes wide open. He knows it's going to be different than college. But I think it's a great hire for Jacksonville and a great move for Urban. The opportunity is there. And just like anybody who has had the success in college that he's had, it's always in the back of your mind, can I meet that challenge in the NFL? That's what's driving him now. For a competitor like him, with the resources Jacksonville has, it's a fantastic opportunity. Yeah, I got a message from Paragon SC. He lives up in New York. He's a big Trojan fan, Southern Cal fan. He says, Bill, what do you think about Urban Meyer? And I replied, I'm probably going to be watching a lot more just because he's coaching in the NFL than I would have. Yeah, I'll pay more attention just because of Urban Meyer. I will. I typically wouldn't pay any attention at all. Rod, a Buckeye in Texas. Bill, I forgot to tweet this out Saturday. South Lake Carroll there in the ATX had a stat that I have never seen before. This year, Carroll had to replace all starters on defense and all 11 backups on defense. That's amazing. So your top 22 on the defensive side of the ball, the ones and the twos, all had to be replaced, and you're still a monster program. Well, that South Lake Carroll is a program that has been a monumental entity forever. I mean, since I can recall. Seems like. Johnny Vegas. So we go from Rod in Texas to Johnny Vegas on the Emerald Coast. Bill, right on Okaloosa Island, about 4 miles west of Destin, is the Sambies you're talking about. He says, and yes, your McDonald's comparison is spot on. Good. Jeff 2 says, Bill, here is Fred Rouse's career stats. Not quite up to Randy Moss or Devontae Smith. 05. I guess his freshman year. So when that audio clip comes from February of 05, signing day of 05, that crazy Charlie will play from time to time. His freshman year, he caught 6 balls for 114 yards. That's 19 yards. So when he was catching those brief six balls his freshman year in 05, he was going for almost 20 yards a pop. You could think, or maybe would have thought, you know what? Maybe this is about to happen. And he never even played again. There. Transferred after a year in 07 to UTEP. And he actually caught 25 balls for 379. That's more than I thought. But that was about it for Johnny Five Star right there, Fred Rouse, out of Tallahassee. Okay, Balls of Steel nominations. Go. Yeah, get them. We're ready for them. Put them on there. We'll get them on air. Hour number three, among other things, that's what we'll be doing. Omni.
My daughter has an accounting degree. I don't, but I understand checks and debits. And you got to pay that credit card bill, dude. And your ashes for the check that your ass going to have to cash, playboy. You got to pay for that.